one spot for rock solid football action.
Welcome. If you're tuned in, then you are listening to Afternoon Pick Me Up on CFRC 101.9 FM with me, your host, Julia. I hope you've been having a fantastic day. I hope you've been having a fantastic week. As you know, we always need to talk about weather on this show. The past couple days have been kind of sad. It's just kind of been looking like it's going to storm for the past couple weeks or so, I guess maybe just like the past week and a half, it's been coming and going in waves, but the past couple days, including even Sunday, has been just kind of really, really sad in terms of the clouds and everything. And I know it rained a little bit today, but it keeps looking like it's gearing up for a big storm because it'll get super dark and super windy, and then it'll just be like, here's a little like shower of rain for you. Just kidding about the storm, by the way. And it's kind of like, okay, well, I'd just rather it storm. And so we can stop with all this fake out rain and these fake out storms. Like, I just want to have a nice, completely sunny day. Don't think that's too much to ask. But apparently right now it is too much to ask of the weather. But getting into what is important, of course, that is the music. The song bringing us in there today. Sorry. The song bringing us in there today was White Horses by Wolf Alice. That was their most recent release before their newest album just dropped, which was actually this past Friday. That album is called The Clearing. So it came out August 22nd. And then that single there was, like I said, last single before the album released. So August 6th. Yeah, I haven't gotten a chance to listen to the full album just yet. I found out today when I found that single there, White Horses. But I'm excited because everyone, if you know Wolf Alice, then it's probably because of Don't Delete the Kisses, which is their most popular song, which I just realized, wow, I did not know it had that many listens. 142 million. Wow, okay. Yeah, and then their next most popular is Bros, which is 73 million. And that came from, I can't remember if that was an EP or if that was a full album. No, it was a full album. My Love is Cool, which is another great album from them. Silk is also really good off of that, so I recommend checking them out. And I'm very excited to check out that new album from them. You might be hearing a little bit more from them next week. Speaking of, my show is going to be wrapping up quite soon. It will be replaced by another show that I'll be hosting, maybe in tandem with some other people. But before we get into that, I have some more music coming up for you. I'll talk a little bit about what songs those are afterwards, since I've not given myself enough time to do that in the introduction. But I hope you listen in and enjoy.
I just want you in my
Welcome back. If you're just tuning in now, then you are listening to Afternoon Pick Me Up on CFRC 101.9 FM with me, your host, Julia. Those three songs that you were just hearing right there, unfortunately didn't get a chance to introduce them before you heard them, but in order, we had Blonde Blood by Boy Scott, La Basse by Son James, and We're All Eating Each Other by Juliet Ivy. Blonde Blood I've had on my... or in my playlists since, I want to say, like 2023. So it felt good to be able to throw them on an episode, finally. And then that middle song there, La Basse by Son James, is a new song from him. And he's a Canadian artist from Montreal. I bet you couldn't tell from the French in there. And then that last song, We're All Eating Each Other by Juliet Ivy again. Another long-standing song that I usually throw in my own personal playlists that I got to bring for you guys today. We're going for more of a chill vibe today on the radio because I need it, honestly. my stress levels have been through the roof this past week and a bit. Just with school coming back in session. For any non-students, for any students that were probably still instill some stress in you, whether you're in school or out of school, I'm going into my last year, supposed to be graduating at the end, fingers crossed that happens. Can't imagine it won't, but hey, you never know what goes on in the universe, you know? It's just thinking about everything I need to do to prepare, not even just like with classes and things, but with album club. Speaking of which, that will be coming back starting early in September. I'm not too sure when. It depends on when we get those dates set up and running with the exec team, which is being worked on in the background there. And then I'm also coming up on finishing at my summer job, which is completely super sad. I actually love working at the museum that I work at. So it's going to be very sad to say goodbye to everyone and get back into the regular swing of school. But I haven't left myself enough time. Again, we have some songs coming up after this short ad. I hope you listen in and enjoy.
Guys, gals, non-binary pals, different circles is moving. Same day, different time slot. We're now on Fridays at 9 p.m. Join me from 9 to 10 p.m. for an adventure through sound. Who knows, you might just find your next favorite song.
Alone.
I hope you enjoyed those songs there, folks. And if you're just joining us now, then welcome. You are listening to Afternoon Pick Me Up on CFRC 101.9 FM with me, your host, Julia. And those songs that you heard just there, starting in chronological order, we had Always with Velveteen, classic in my opinion. Love Always, great Canadian band. The next song we had there was Ruin the Radio by Serafina, also a Canadian artist, a little pop star. She's on the come up. I think she's only just started releasing music this summer, and I have only heard Ruin the Radio by her, but I'm excited to hear everything else she has to offer. Yeah, she has three songs right there. Let me see. No, I'm mistaken. Her first single came out in March 2024, but she took a little bit of a break, and then her next song came out this summer, June 20th, and now this most recent one came out August 4th. So within the month there, I highly recommend checking her out if you're into what you heard just there, because support small artists, especially Canadian ones. And then that last song in that little segment there was Car Seat Headrest with Can't Cool Me Down. I thought I'm going to be going back to recording the show for Queen's Album Club, which is based on whatever album we review that week. So I'll be losing a little bit of my musical freedom on the air. So I thought, hey, you know what? Why not just start throwing some more songs from my favorite band, of course, Car Seat Headrest, on the radio? You guys have, hey, maybe we have some Car Seat Headrest fans listening in. If we do, then shout out to you specifically. But for everyone else, especially my family who's listening, who I know cannot stand when I play Car Seat Headrest, you've survived this many episodes without, so I hope you can allow me just this once. And now I don't have anything else planned to yap about during this session, so I can get to introducing those next songs you'll be hearing in just a minute. And we'll be starting it off with Wax and Digital by Basement Revolver, another Canadian band. Up next after that, we'll have Erica Western Teleport by Emperor X. I grabbed this song from my boyfriend, so thank you, Jameson. Been listening to it a lot, and it's really good, so I thought I'd throw it on the air. And then after that, we have Soft Drink by Cherry Glazer, another song that I've been listening to since like 2022, 2023. And I thought I would throw her on the air because it's really good and it fit the vibe of today's episode. So yeah, I hope you enjoy after this short ad.
Awesome Kingston is Kingston's micro-grant organization. We've given away over $125,000 in micro-grants over our 12 years. We meet 10 times a year to hear pitches from our community, and every time we give one person or group $1,000 cash, no strings attached, to help fund their dreams. If you have an idea that might make Kingston more awesome, consider a pitch to Awesome Kingston to win one of our $1,000 no-strings-attached micro-grants. You can pitch at awesomekingston.org. Proposals are due the first Sunday of every month, and selected pitches are heard the third Thursday of every month. Once again, pitch your awesome ideas at awesomekingston.org.
Thank you. a year or two off to decode what the camera pulled in. It's the USB port fried. The firewire narcissistic film watcher. I got knocked down. Don't think of her family's confusion. Don't think of her tasered in the ruins. Don't think of her running in an old t-shirt. Don't think of her go get some exercise. Don't think of her.
Welcome back. I hope you've been enjoying the songs from this episode, because we only have three more for today, And if you're just tuning in now, then welcome. You are listening to Afternoon Pick Me Up on CFRC 101.9 FM with me, your host, Julia. And like I said, you're not too late to the party. We still have three more songs going before this show wraps on up for the day. But if you were just joining, then I hope to see you around next week for the full hour. These air on Wednesdays at 4 p.m. And I think they might have another time in the time slot there. I think it might be Thursdays at 7 or 8. I should know better, but I just know the main day is Wednesdays at 4 p.m. Only reason I know that, not the only reason, main reason I know for Wednesdays is because that's going to be the same time that that Album Club show will be continuing to air come September, like I mentioned earlier. So I hope everyone continues to tune in. It's going to be a little bit different, more varied depending on the week. So you're going to hear hopefully a wide variety of genres depending on what albums Album Club decides to review. But just to mention those last songs that you heard, those last three songs there again in order, we had Wax and Digital by Basement Revolver. Then we had Erica Western Teleport by Emperor X. And that last song there was Soft Drink by Cherry Glazer. Now I'm going to go ahead and already just in well in advance introduce those next songs coming up because I want to do a little chatting about them before I send you on off for the day. But the first song you'll hear after a quick ad is I Feel by The Sundays. I thought The Sundays was a perfect band to slot into this episode because they make me feel good and they have a really chill sound, at least some of the songs do. It was between I Feel and Wild Horses, but thought it might be overkill to have both a song called White Horses and Wild Horses in the same episode, so we went with I Feel for today. Next song we have is Ring of Past by Men I Trust. Again, another classic song from a Canadian band, at least in my opinion, it's a classic song. Classic song, according, or not in according, what is the word? A classic song in terms of Men I Trust songs. Anyways, I hope you enjoy that one, because I really do. Like I said, it's a classic in my opinion. Dang, I really am just repeating myself a lot right now. Anyways, sorry. The last song closing us out for today will be Talk by Casador. And that is a new single from the band. And Casador is actually a local band here to Kingston, so I thought it would be appropriate to have them close out the show with that new single. They have a new EP coming up called Casador 2, releases in 13 days on September 9th, so mark your calendars, especially if you like the sound of the single. And if you do, make sure to go and check out their other stuff there. And with all that being said, I hope you have a fantastic rest of your day and enjoy the rest of today's episode. Take care.
Had a 6 transistor when I was a kid. Under my pillow, I kept it hid. When the lights went out and no one could see, over the airwaves the world came.
Hello, friends and listeners of Way Back with Johnny. This here is your old host with most country western music and bluegrass music, Johnny Woodlock. I'd like to invite y'all in to join me and my furry companions, Simbush and Gunny, every Sunday morning from 8 to 11 as we bring you 3 hours of only the best in country and bluegrass music, also including special interviews. This is where the legends of country music and bluegrass live.
I watched it all on my radio.
for.
Back in through thousands of